debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Don't got a lot of time, don't give a damn. Don't tell me what to do, I am the man. If there's a God up there, something above, God, shine your light down here, shine on the love, love of the loveless.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for society.
Thank you for tuning in to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. And as always, we are available for listening at republicbroadcasting.org, Studio B, on weekdays from 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time. That is 3 to 5 o'clock Eastern Time, excuse me. We are going to be discussing today developments surrounding some innovative strategies whereby we can have community redevelopment financed with the usury-free local currency. And what we mean is there's, I actually called around a little bit between different communities and that were operating our local currencies. We plan to start Mile High Hours here shortly in Denver and in St. Pete. And among the two, the real estate is the cheapest in St. Pete, so it would make sense to use the Federal Reserve notes that we have that are scarce and basically develop an economic enterprise zone and just, you know, let's say you've got, you know, in St. Pete you can buy like effectively a junky old crack house for maybe $20,000 to $40,000. So let's say we bought, perhaps four of those and built them up, and in that same community started several local businesses, which were all financed with the same local currency. From there, the people that resided in those houses and earned income in the form of the local currency, they'd have their own sustained little economic system there. And we'd want to make sure that those particular businesses were, you know, involved in, you know, ideally like a convenience store or a grocery store or something of the like, or just a small mom and pop kind of place that did have food, did have gasoline. As those are commonly the most expensive expenses for most people. So in that tight little economic system, you could truly have a great effect. And we want to show how powerful this solution is. So in that little micro economic system, it's a laboratory to show you how you can do this all on a bigger scale. And once people see that, you know, the scarcity that we live under right now is completely engineered through the monetary system, it will be massively evident just by creating this little economic nook. Ideally, it'd be like, you know, all in a city block, maybe even residences that are above commercial real estate. It's something along those lines. That would probably be difficult. But in St. Pete, there's lots of real estate that's very similar to that. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom. Yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Yeah, let me look in there and make sure it's not
like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're going to come full circle back. Yeah, so we get in our warriors. I love soldiers and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. We get the people to chant.
Love, peace, revolution, indeed. Love, peace, revolution. And we want to show like how everything is just set up under phony paradigms. And one of the most equivocal demonstrations of that is when you have, what we might call... just dilapidated neighborhoods that are, every major city has them, and they're just left that way to rot, and it just doesn't seem, the political is, we don't have money, we can't fix them, we're already in debt, and they just go on and on and on with the excuses. We want to show that we're going to go in there and just totally fix it. And what's so cool about it is, my primary focus, I'm a contractor, so I know how to build stuff, and I know lots of other people who build stuff, and I have family members that are in real estate and finance, and we just know how to get stuff done. And it was normally within the paradigm of the existing monetary and lending system, which they purposely make it onerous. It's usury based, it's all debt based, ours is credit based. So we can do these things. We want to demonstrate how quickly and efficiently and how quick we can go to abundance. There's many examples of this. There's great prosperity with, after the peso collapse in Argentina, and the colonies in particular in Pennsylvania under Benjamin Franklin, they had colonial scrip. And under these systems where money is just spent into circulation as a benefit for the, for the public good. In those instances, it could be shown, very quickly that this is an abundant arrangement. So we want to replicate that and show that this solution, that this tool that we're using, usury-free barter script, we want to demonstrate that this is something that we can use as a methodology, that we can perform what we're promising. And once we, basically call our shot, issue this challenge to ourselves, that we can achieve exactly what it is that we are promising. And then once we do it, then the emperor, once again, will demonstrate on another level that the emperor has no clothes. It's all a phony paradigm. It's all engineered scarcity. It's completely unnecessary that we have the depravity that we live under right now. And the whole solution of going to, when money's scarce and then going to additionally scarce money, that's just nonsense. It's completely ridiculous that we'd even consider this ridiculous paradigm. So we're all about solutions. And again, this is not a talk show. This is a do show. So we want to get out there and create these beautiful enclaves as a demonstration of as to what can be achieved. And then from there, the group of tradesmen that build it, where we supply materials from, we want to build up our own economic system that outreaches to the community, that particularly, and we want to do it in the most forgotten and abandoned and just dilapidated neighborhood of any city. And St. Pete is somewhere, there's spots in St. Petersburg where the property is very, very run down and those sorts of things. So you can buy them on the cheap with Fed Reserve notes. So the only way we'd be able to acquire them, and in order for it to be a small economy, we have to get as many, single-family residences as we could. We don't want to do this as some sort of, big public works apartment kind of thing. We want to have families that can come in and then have those families also have businesses so that they're involved in something that they absolutely love. And in a very small area, we create heaven on earth for those people, because it's and for other people to see so that they can model exactly what we're doing. At one point in time, I was, maybe this will even come up at some point in the future, is, my role in this whole movement is to show a way forward, is to be a visionary, is to offer hope and a specific process and paths where we can inhabit our future that is much more abundant and stop being in fear and scarcity. It's completely unnecessary. All we have to do is just change over our money, and very quickly we can have abundance. So my role isn't so much that I like, I don't even like handling the currency very much. It's just a tool to show what the real thing is: abundance and peace and a society based upon the non-aggression principle. That's the real thing, because that's something tangible. It's actually, being a apparatchik or a individual does the accounting, and because when you go through and you bundle up the currency before you distribute it, what you actually do is you're trading 200 or 20 hour bundles, and you put them in an envelope, and then that generates a referral one time of 100. And doing that part is really tedious and menial work. I don't really like it that much at all. You know, it's just a repetitive thing. My expertise and my skills and my passion is much more well utilized when I'm actually going out and recruiting businesses. And because this is all I can talk about. If you put the radio microphone on me, even when I'm not doing the show, I'm pretty much doing the same thing, whether I'm on air or off air. This is my mission in life. This is what I was created to do. This is my form of artistry. And I want to elevate my artistry to really, right now, you sign up businesses and they spend money. The way you really have big impact is where you actually have families that are living usury free. That, you know, as close as possible anyway, where they're living in a house that is as close to possible in a usury-free environment, that they can easily make money in the vocation of their passion. And they're all transacting. They're paying their rent. They're paying as many bills as possible with the usury-free local currency. And it all just reinforces itself to build community and to build self-sufficiency. So those are all things that people value. And with all of these things, we can take the currency and spend it into circulation as a reward for, or credit for community values. So if the community values, like, for instance, Chris Steiner, thankfully, did yesterday, and Chris is going to create websites, or basically just a basic domain page for businesses which join Clearwater Hours. So, and then when individuals sign up, and we'll do like a basic marketing video for them too. Well, rather than the system, because that's something that's going to draw overall benefit for the entire cooperative, that as each business is onboarded into our barter network, that we make a marketing video for them, that we build a basic web for them if they don't already have a website. And we will create new funds for each of those outcomes. Because as we build this, we'll build a very attractive benefit scheme, and it'll be something that others will value and go, oh, that's awesome. They have all of these benefits. They're going to do a video for us. They're going to do a basic web page for us. They're going to advertise it then. Then later on, they're going to do full-page ads in the local paper and radio. We already in Clearwater Hours have two different radio broadcasts that have joined up. Last night at the venue, we went to an event where Jordan Page and a really excellent band you got to check out named Rebel Inc. Sound like Rage Against the Machine and just real good stuff. Shout out to them. They're out of Baltimore. Jordan Page is out of Indiana. And they speak, you know, generally on the same topics, but, you know, Jordan Page is, his music is of the genre of like a singer-songwriter, real good stuff. And there's just different flavors of music. And just like all art, people like different flavors of art. It's like different flavors of ice cream. And, Jordan Page, you know, he plays like just virtually every Paul event that there is, and Tatiana Moroz, and they've both been guests on this broadcast, and they play kind of like a folk kind of music, like that's their genre, and then Rebel Inc. Is kind of like a rap rock. That might be a good explanation of what they do. So we've got a break. We'll be right back. Swallowed by the war, to unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Supports righteous men. Why did the people invite these men to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
We are broadcasting from Florida, away from our home state of Colorado. We came down here for the Paul Festival, and part of our intention with this broadcast is to basically show demonstration of how quickly we can expand local currency systems. And inside of 2 weeks now from the inception of the idea that we're actually even going to do this, we now have 23 businesses. Last night we signed up the venue itself, which was the Blues Ship. We signed up a radio broadcast, and this morning we signed up a roofer. It really goes a whole lot quicker when you live in a community where everybody knows you. It's interesting because it sounds, you know, so obvious. It was, you know, definitely a much more difficult hurdle to try to climb in order to start all this from Breckenridge or Summit County. In that area, we basically were there. We had a house there for 5 years. But, you know, as you know, effectively just people that would visit. We would, you know, visit for very long periods of time, though, you know, 6, 8 months at a time, depending upon the year. The idea, though, is that it's we didn't really, you know, network with anybody in the community. We would kind of just shop at the same places, often, far too often. We were kind of in, at that time, very much in the fear-based bunker-down mentality, where we're just like a chipmunk storing up its food for the wintertime, or a squirrel or something like that, and hoarding. We were hoarding supplies for a collapse, because we're in the whole, everything's going to collapse, build a bunker, accumulate supplies, and we're on the defensive. And in that defensive paradigm, which again was very, very fear-based, we weren't networking. You shut down, you close off from everybody, and we were kind of in that mode. So we didn't know much of anybody. In fact, I can't think of one business out of the 70 businesses that we signed up in Summit County that actually knew us prior to us starting Mountain Hours. So it was, but now we do. Like we knew them, know people far better. But it's not not the same as if you were longtime business acquaintances, where they know that you pay your bills on time. And like in Tampa, we have a community of businesses where in the pool related business, billiards and those sorts of things as being a contractor, and then having family extension from that. In Tampa, I went to college and was in a pretty big fraternity, and many of those fraternity brothers live in Tampa. So I have a pretty extensive network of people that I've known for 25 years, and then longer even than that with family members. So bringing forward the local currency in a community that you're embedded in, it's much easier. It just sounds so obvious when I'm saying it right now. It sounds absurd to even think that we would have done it the other way. But here it is, we have direct testimonial from ourselves as to how this all came to being in either one of those circumstances. Quickly it is building in Clearwater. To get the number of businesses in Summit County to join, it took probably 2 months for what we did in 2 days. And we were recruiting it. I was definitely working on it. It's just, it was much more of a hurdle. I didn't even have my own business in Summit County in order to put into the network. Whereas here, I could put my own business into the network. And then basically I'm saying is, we actually far prefer using the local currency, and we want to change that whole paradigm of thought. Is, oh, you have that, you know, that funny money. You guys are creating that local currency thing. Well, we got to break that paradigm down, because they have the funny money. They have the money that finances war and genocide and a police state, poisonous food, et cetera, et cetera. All of the harmful and destructive entities on the planet are financed with that system. So it's totally a different paradigm, where we use a system which is based upon benevolence. So we want to show. All right, we got a break. We'll be right back. Which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that they are the sovereigns over the people because they have bankrupted the United States in 1933 under a debt and interest-based gold system. And by the way, gold and silver, as dictated by the U.S. Constitution, are fiat currency. By royal decree, or let it be so, that's what fiat means. When the state says something is to be so, and it, you know, they didn't say oil was money, they didn't say diamonds were money, they just arbitrarily said that gold and silver is money. The king said it was so, and they said gold and silver was money. Therefore, that gold and silver money is fiat money. So, little FYI kind of thing. So, we are talking about demonstrating the prowess, the economic and monetary prowess of credit-based money. Because, you know, just think at it on its face. If we have currency that's based upon debt and interest, we're always going to be in debt. You know, because you make $1 and then you owe $1 plus interest. So if you continually increase P, which is the principal, that's the dollar, but you always owe back the P plus the I, you are in a debt Ponzi. So every time you create more principal, you're creating more principal plus interest. Why do we choose to pay that fee when we can create it for free? Our money is credit money, created as a credit, not as a debt. So that's effectively, you know, what Lincoln did with the Lincoln greenback. We are trying to demonstrate why this is so powerful so that people can adopt it quickly and recognize that credit money is a basis. You know, basically you're doing something and then basically you earn credits. What could those credits be, or what can those things be? What are those processes that we would do so that we would earn credit? Well, we would base those processes upon goals or values that we want our community to reinforce. So one of those goals could be care for the elderly. I went to visit my mother, who was at the Veterans Hospital in St. Petersburg. In that establishment, they have technology that they're using that is, you know, 30 or 40 years old and has very, very harmful side effects. That therapy is chemo, and it's basically a poison that they put into your bloodstream so as to kill off the bad stuff, and simultaneously it kills all the natural stuff and makes your immune system very, very weak. And a symptom of that or a side effect is your hair actually falls out. So, you know, people are very aware of that. And these chemo, you know, there's different chemotherapies. They have different types of chemo. But they are all, you know, 30 or 40 years old. It's old technology that has very extreme side effects. And by the way, it's just treating the symptom anyway. It's not treating the root cause of the problem, just like everything else that government does. The root problem is usury. In fact, the reason why the cancer industry is so corrupt is because of usury. And they sound completely detached. You know, what does monetary have to do with medical? They sound completely unrelated industries. Well, you control the money, you control everything, and they have systems that, you know, if you get eugenicists in charge of things that believe that there's too many people on the planet and those sorts of things, similar to, you know, Hitler, or I think it's Margaret Thayer. I believe that's the correct name. I shouldn't even say the name. So my apologies if I'm not saying the name for such a destructive and evil scheme against humanity. The people in charge that control the monetary system often, like just like any parasite, a parasite lives parasitically. A parasite lives off of the energies of the host, and they become malicious to the host itself and often kill it. And that is, in effect, what is going on right now, that the parasite, the private usurers, are destroying the host. Well, we are in the business of fixing that. We're in the business of showing people that there is an alternate paradigm. And this paradigm can quickly be achieved simply by changing the colors of pieces of paper that we call money, that we can quickly have abundance. We can quickly have benevolence. We can quickly have the non-aggression principle. We can quickly have our own organic security in the form of the du jour sheriff. All of these things are at our fingertips. We are slaves by consent, by using a form of money which is outside of us. We don't have to. We can use a form of money that is within us, that is based upon our own time, a commodity that we control, and then earn credits for that. So I was drawing an analogy between or a demonstration, I'd say, should say, that in a community we want to support the elderly, we want to support veterans. Well, right now, you know, we use that largely with tax money, because that money needs to be borrowed into circulation, then it goes through the system, and then it gets taxed. So it's continuously by design keeping us in a state of scarcity. Well, if we value these things, and we should, we made a commitment to these people in two different ways, with the Social Security commitment and with the benefits for veterans. Well, we can just spend that money into circulation because we value it. So that care that is being given can be credited, or we can offer karma credits. That's what the money is. The money is measuring the benevolence of our society. So if we're benevolent and we're doing something that we value toward our own people, we can have both abundant healing, we can have abundant money for housing of veterans. Because it's interesting to see in two separate cases just recently, with New Beginnings, which is the nonprofit which was the destination for our march that we had from the Florida State Fairgrounds to New Beginnings on Nebraska Avenue in Tampa. You know, it's kind of a rundown part of town, and I'm guessing there was, like, I don't know what proportion of the people there were veterans, but just as a guess, I would assume maybe 25%, and I would say there's 100 people there. There is other support systems for other audiences there, meaning, you know, women that have been victimized by domestic abuse and those sorts of things. That's also a place for them to go. It's not solely for veterans. So in a very interesting way, New Beginnings can really be the name of this entire initiative for the local currency. We are having new beginnings. We plan to rebuild the world anew. I shouldn't just say plan. We are going to. We are going to very quickly. This revolution has started. It started on Independence Day in Summit County on July. It's July the 4th. It's redundant. This year, with the Mountain Hours float. And there's certainly different levels of this revolution with respect to people in the Occupy movement and the Tea Party movement and the Ron Paul revolution. There's different factions which had initiated the revolution prior to our actual kickoff. At that time, we already had about 40 businesses or so in Mountain Hours. But from that point on is roughly when this broadcast started. It was sort of our first big step into the public. All of those things happened roughly at the same time. So we thought it was appropriate to have Rocky Mountain Puff that weekend. And what was so powerful about that is that we had people that are activists in the Occupy and Tea Party there. And we were able to show to them and have them actually earn Mountain Hours and then spend Mountain Hours and recruit new members to Mountain Hours. So those nationally recognized activists in the name of Jordan Page, Gary Franchi, Adam Kokesh, Joby Weeks, Sheriff Richard Mack, David Justice, Tisha Cassida, and I, you know, you hate making these sort of lists because you always feel like you're forgetting someone. If I did, my apologies, and I'm sure there's many more and even more significant, and if I've missed you, I apologize. These same people were at these events in Tampa, so they actually just within, say, you know, roughly 2 months later, they were earning the same local, well, a different local currency named Clearwater hours in a different city 2,000 miles away. So now they're seeing it again in a large metropolitan area. So they see how it works in a small community. They're seeing how it works in a big community. It just works. They are credits. They are not based upon debt or interest. And because they're not based on debt and interest, they keep us from going into debt. Perpetual debt is a symptom of a debt and interest-based monetary system, because the people, the body politic, is riding on a surf inside a toilet, basically. It's a debt Ponzi, and everything is swirling downward. Our essence is being extracted from us. So we can finance with these credits the operations of the hospital. It doesn't need to be paid with taxes. It could just be financed with credits, just spent into circulation so that money is more abundant, so that there's more money available for the things that we value. So it could be used to pay for medicine. It could be used to pay for the rebuilding of these facilities or maintenance of these facilities, the payment of the staff, and then they can turn around and just spend it into the local community. We just grow the system. It's all about the growth of the system, and that's essential. So therefore, we reward well the individuals who go out and promote the barter network. They make $100 per sign up. So anyone that's an outsider can do this as well. You don't have to live in the community in order to recruit new businesses to join whatever local currency cooperative that you have. And they'll have different recipes out there, but we're, you know, in Clearwater and in Mountain Hours, we're using a referral fee of 100, because that is, and that's new money, by the way. It's a system where we're rewarding the most important things to us. We want this system to grow, so we must incentivize it. We want it to become more widespread so that you can spend the currency in more and more unique and unusual places and make it eventually just as widely accepted as the dominant monetary system is. Once we have that sort of status, I mean, it's short and coming then that you have interest-free mortgages, which means you have a 10-year mortgage for the same monthly payment as a 30-year mortgage. Who wouldn't want that? Who really wouldn't want that? There's so many benefits to list with this. We can truly create a heaven on earth. Nonetheless, it's based upon the nonviolence principle, the non-aggression principle. And that's extremely important to differentiate between this and any sort of totalitarian, communist utopia or something along those lines, where basically force is used to homogenize the people so that they all are willing to accept the exact same level of prosperity. This isn't based upon any sort of force whatsoever. In fact, it's the exact opposite of that. This is based upon benevolence, upon being peaceful with your brothers and sisters. The very act of creating a debt and interest-based monetary system is an act of aggression upon the people. Usury is a methodology of conquest and colonization. Just like globalism is just a symptom of usury. Because the private users, they will seize the world when they are allowed to create money and lend it based upon usury, interest, or riba. So we repeat these things over and over because this is a unique broadcast that specifically and deeply targets the specific problem, and it offers the specific solution. And then it just doesn't talk about the solution. It implements the solution, and then it implements it not just in one place. We just keep implementing it in more and more places, because the more that people are able to touch and spend this local currency, the more viable and real it is. We're ahead of the curve a little bit, and we recognize that. We want to show other people by demonstration that they can do this too. It's not a technologically difficult thing. There will be smarter people than and more much better communicators than I that will come up later on once they see the viability of the system. So it's a matter of us just getting it out there, and that is exactly what we are doing. We're getting the idea out there, and more.
You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils from Wall Street banks.
So we've been talking about how we can give credit to things that we value. When I mean credit, it's basically just spent. Our karma credits are Clearwater hours or mountain hours. Just like Lincoln, he spent currency into circulation. We can do the same thing And the things that we value locally, we can just spend currency into circulation, and that could be used for things such as thus far that will, for referring a business, money is being spent into circulation. For doing a marketing video, money is spent into circulation. For doing creating a web presence in Clearwater, for instance, Chris Steiner will be being credited for doing these sorts of things. So all along this path, whatever those particular things that we value, the non-aggression principle, community, to grow the network, and then from there, roads. Rather than taxing for roads, we can just spend money into circulation. That's entirely a different kind of idea than taxing the people. Once you control the money, we have a completely different paradigm. In our existing paradigm, we tax production. We could tax sloth. but ultimately, we don't want to destroy anything that the people do. So we can set this entire economic system up without any tax at all and have far, far more benefits for the people than we currently do. We'll have nicer roads. We can eliminate the tollway systems. There's no need for that. We can just spend the money into circulation to create the roads. We can just spend the money into circulation for national defense. Of course, any entity or any community or state or nation which creates a usury-free society is instantly targeted by the parasitic private usurers, because you can't have a group of people who are living in prosperity and everybody's looking at them going, wow, they're doing pretty good. Of course, the private usurers will send in their loyal opposition minions. They'll send in their agent provocateurs to make it appear as if the usury-free society is somehow violent. Because it's always somebody outside of the usury society that's being violent, even though those usury-free people are on their own ground trying to maintain the non-aggression principle, not being violent with anybody. But because of the bad guys' control of the media, they can make it be perceived that they are.
Don't tell me what to do.
These old tricks don't work anymore.
If there's a God up
there,
something above.
We're creating a different way forward. We're creating a different future. We'll be right back.
Paul Drockton.